This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. The federal government buys up houses on land that tends to flood and tears them down. Blake Farmer of WPLN in Nashville reports that a recent flood has renewed the buyouts there.
In more than 30 years, the creek in Mary Jane Ingram's backyard has risen to the house two times, once in Nashville's historic flooding in 2010, and then in late March.
I'm flooding again. This is the house across the street.
She took some video around midnight as murky brown water washed around her ranch-style home, trapping her and her dogs inside.
Holy moly.
Dozens around the city had to be rescued. Several people died. In the days after, Ingram launched into cleanup mode. Now she realizes she needs to be prepared for heavier rainstorms.
This is the season for it, but they're getting worse every year. So now my 100-year floodplain is an 11-year floodplain.
Federal agencies are buying more and more homes in flood-prone areas because of climate change. But in Nashville, some homes never should have been built in the first place, says Sonia Allman of the local water department. Some restrictions weren't in place until the 1980s.
A developer could purchase a piece of farmland, and they did not pay attention necessarily to low-lying areas along creeks.
Since Nashville's 2010 flood, which even swamped landmarks like the Grand Ole Opry, the city has aggressively pursued buyouts, paying fair market appraisal values to 400 homeowners.
Many of these areas are turned into parks. They are turned into community gardens. And those property owners are not stuck in a home because of the history of flooding.
But buyouts aren't always welcome. Bailey McDaniel is one of the residents along Nashville's 7 Mile Creek, having to gut her home that filled with floodwater. But she's not ready to sell to the government.
It just seems strange to me that y'all's best solution is to flatten houses. We're talking about a creek.
She was hoping the city might talk about controlling the creek instead. Even if her house is deemed eligible for a buyout, it could take a year or more to finalize.
But for now, it's kind of just like, we're going to rebuild it and hope for the best for the next couple years, I guess.
And, she says, get better flood insurance. In Nashville, I'm Blake Farmer for Marketplace.